Welcome to SCV Means Business, the official podcast of the Santa Clarita Valley Economic Development Corporation. Stay tuned as President and CEO Holly Schroeder interviews business leaders and explores the many ways that companies connect and contribute to their community.
Hello everyone, and welcome to SCV Means Business, the podcast where we meet the leaders of great companies making a difference in their community. I'm your host, Holly Schroeder, and today my guest is Adele Villalobos, president of Leaf Labs. So welcome, Adele, for coming.
Well, Holly, thank you. Thank you for that nice introduction, and I do appreciate you having me here.
That's great. So let's talk a little bit about Leaf Labs, and tell us a little bit about the company and the industry that you work in. Just kind of give us a quick overview. You're in dietary supplements, and so tell us about that.
Yes, so Leaf Labs started in 2008, and we started with about 8 employees, about 8,000 square feet. And over the years, we've been blessed with very nice growth. We're now at about 200 employees and about 150,000 square feet. The Santa Clarita Valley has been very good to us, and we've been able to find the talent that we need to help grow our company to what it is today. We are in the dietary supplement sector, an industry that I love, a fascinating industry that continues to grow, and we are responsible, or we feel that we are contributors to the health of everyday consumers.
Yeah, so let's tell me a little bit more about that, because it's really about supplementing what people don't get in their regular diet, right? And it's not, but it's not pharmaceuticals.
You're absolutely correct, and the industry I believe has done a great job. It's I'd say the industry was born in '94. It's when it became of age. It's when the FDA started regulating. And recognized that there was an industry called dietary supplements. And the industry, who had lobbied and fought for years prior to '94 to ensure that consumers have access to products that can help maximize or improve their health. So what does the dietary supplement industry do? You mentioned it. We are a supplement to food. We're not pharmaceutical. Very clearly, our industry understands that we do not cure, we do not mitigate or prevent disease. But what our industry does do through research and through development of products is we identify the benefits that are found in food, and we allow consumers to be able to supplement. So let's say if your diet is not high in fiber, you can find dietary supplements that can increase your fiber intake. If your eyesight is beginning to age and not perform the way it used to, there are carotenoids and luteins that are found in tomatoes and carrots, but you may not be getting enough of those. So the dietary supplement industry can concentrates those products, identifies the proper doses to ensure that consumers can maximize their everyday health and maximize their nutrition.
So you said this industry sort of started really burgeoning in '94 with some FDA regulations, but am I correct? The FDA doesn't actually regulate the products. They regulate some of the disclosures and some statements about the products.
Yes.
How do you navigate that regulatory world?
It's a great question. And you're right. So the FDA did start regulating the industry and recognize it as a separate entity from food and from drug. That happened in 1994. That's why I say the industry came of age. It wasn't born in '94. It was selling products prior. But the FDA realized that it was an area that consumers wanted more access, so it became important to establish regulations and guidelines for a brand new industry. So that happened in '94. However, there is a misnomer out there, because there are disclosures that the product must have on their label, and the disclosure reads that these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and that these products don't cure or treat disease, which is true. In order for this industry to exist, it needed to be not just the FDA, I would say the industry itself needed to be very careful to ensure that consumers do not feel that they can cure themselves with dietary supplements. It's very important. We don't do that, and the industry should not do that. And the FDA does a really good job of policing that and removing those products from the market. We are a supplement to nutrition. We are there to help maximize individuals' health. and how do we navigate it? Remember, I said that this industry is an industry I really care for, and Leaf Labs I want it to be relevant, and we have a responsibility. So as a manufacturer, we don't put products to market, but we do develop products, and we do have really good relationships with the brands that we work with, and it's important that we understand Leaf Labs as an organization understands the regulations very, very well so that we can contribute to consumer health on one end, but we also protect consumers on the other end from potential products that do not follow the regulations. We feel responsible and we advise our clients to ensure that they understand the regulations and our role in the industry and our role in consumer health. We're not going to treat or cure a disease, but we are going to help consumers make informed, safe decisions and take products that can help maximize their health. So yeah, so navigating an industry that is actually quite heavily regulated. We get audited by the FDA, there are GMPs that are law today that manufacturers and brands must abide to. Understanding these regulations very well is critical to being able to navigate the industry and ultimately to be able to do what the industry was meant to do, to deliver safe and effective products to the end consumer.
People may not know that you get I'm going to pretend to say what you just said around from like tomatoes, carotenoids,
and
luteins,
and lycopenes,
right?
Yes.
They come from, I knew they came from carrots, didn't know they came from tomatoes.
Yeah. So there's lycopenes, luteins, and these are carotenoids. These are what give plants their in many cases their color and pigment. Our industry for years knew that nutrition alone, although it's important to have a balanced nutrition, balanced diet, but many of us do not consume the proper doses of the nutrients that we need from food, and we can always get it from dietary supplements. And you mentioned a very important a piece there is that a lot of us may not know where these nutrients are found. Calcium, we all know that comes from milk, but there are other minerals, selenium, there's a magnesium, manganese. An everyday consumer may not know which foods are rich in those items or those nutrients. And the dietary supplement industry has done a good job of educating consumers and giving them access to safe and products that can maximize their nutrition.
So in a little over a decade, Leaf Labs has become a pretty significant player in this. So let's first start by talking about your growth, and then we'll talk a little bit about what Leaf does, or we can reverse that. But so you started with 8 employees, I think you said, and now you're at 200. I mean, I think in business development terms, we call that a hockey stick. I mean, you guys have really taken off. It's really been exponential growth. So tell us just about the growth and how on earth have you managed that level of growth?
So you said, at the end, you said manage. That is, it's been quite a battle. But we enjoy what we do. And I am in an industry that I really love. So the commitment is there. How did we grow? I think the early years were a struggle. It feels like it's only been 10 years. But to me, it's been quite a ride. And it seems like it's been a lifetime. I enjoy the industry. As the struggles began, having a commitment to what you really enjoy, feeling that you can make an impact in an industry that you really love, kind of creates the commitment or the perseverance required to deal with the challenges of growth, or even the challenges of a startup. We were a startup 10 years ago, and I believe that if you really are passionate about something, and you will eventually attract individuals with similar goals, similar values, similar ideas. And Leaf Labs, again, driven by a passion to make an impact in an industry, we found the right group of individuals that help build a culture that wants to also make an impact in the industry. So when the struggles come and the difficulties show up, we have a team of individuals committed to the organization, but also committed to the industry. And as time goes by, you realize that that is what the business world will call culture or call values, call a vision. I believe that that we've stumbled upon the right recipe of having a vision of making an impact in an industry, of identifying individuals that have similar values that allow us to work together and deal with the struggles, and then establishing a mission and believing in it and breeding a culture that that will make sure it happens against all the odds. So when you say how did we manage that growth, I think as collectively as a team, it's made it a lot easier for us. And I believe that as a group, we've let out signals to the industry that attracts clients and attracts companies towards us. And I believe that's been part of our growth, and that's also been the recipe to dealing with managing the growth of our organization.
It probably felt a little bit like an unbridled horse running ahead sometimes, right?
Making tough, bad decisions and then having to deal with the consequences, sometimes not knowing what decision to make and you know, closing our eyes and picking one and committing to it. So, yes, it has felt like a roller coaster ride, but we enjoy it, and I think that's important to any organization if they want to grow or if they want to be relevant. You have to enjoy what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Leaf Labs is a manufacturer. You're a contract manufacturer. There's not actually a supplement that has the Leaf Labs brand on it at this time. But you're more than that. You really work with your clients around and have a really strong foundation in product development and research, right? So
yes, absolutely.
And that's even your background, right? Your personal background.
Yes. So that is my background. I did study biochemistry. I went to Cal State Northridge. And biochemistry was a passion. That's where I was exposed to, that's when things began to come together. I grew up reading the fax panels on cereal boxes. I don't know why, but I used to read them often. And biochemistry in college, the mention of magnesium, manganese, selenium, B1, B2, vitamin A, when all these vitamins showed up in my biochem course, for some reason it resonated and there was an attraction. So that was my first exposure of understanding that the foods we eat carry with them nutrients that go on to cause biochemical reactions in our body that maintain our life, maintain our health, and keep us in keep us healthy as we grow and allow us to grow. When I entered the industry, and it was an industry that was supplementing with nutrients, I felt that I had found home from the very beginning. The industry adopted me quickly, so the love was reciprocal. I loved it right back, and I stumbled onto product development. I started off in customer service while I was in college, but I stumbled on to... So I was exposed to different parts of the industry through a great company that I worked for. The company was called Natrol. And they happened to manufacture their own supplements, and they had their own brand. And in there, I learned that there is a department called product development. And it felt like it was a department or a career that was built for me. I loved creating products for this industry. I loved learning about nutrition. When I was in college, it was mostly vitamins and minerals, but this extended on to, when I entered the industry, it extended on to compounds like lycopene, lutein, melatonin. These are all the natural compounds that are found in nature, and I was intrigued that you can create products that consumers can take to optimize their health. So I started the industry in product development, and I spent 4 years creating products. So when I was recruited to start a contract manufacturing company, and I knew nothing about manufacturing, but I knew that that my calling was much more than just to manufacture. I stumbled the first couple of years on my first venture. It didn't succeed, but it did teach me the business ropes, and it did teach me business lessons. I failed often, and I learned a lot. And through that, and I wouldn't call it a failure, I was able to sell that company, and the buyers were able to move on and make it work. I learned a lot about business, and inspired me to start Leaf Labs or Leaf Organics with a little bit more of a business background. But this time, I was really going to focus on helping brands develop their products and help brands innovate and be a product developer. So you said it earlier, we're a contract manufacturer, but Leaf Labs has turned into an ideation, a concept development, a product development organization that happens to develop products, that happens to manufacture products for the industry. We partner up with startups, we partner up with strong young brands that know how to market to consumers, and we help them create products that can benefit their consumers in the health and nutrition industry. So you're right, we don't consider ourselves a contract manufacturer. We consider ourselves a concept and product ideation organization.
So how does that work? I mean, is it an iterative process with these clients? Are they coming to you? Are you coming up with ideas and finding homes as you do your ideation? I mean, what does that process look like inside of Leaf?
Because of my passion towards development, from day one we had an R&D department. And in R&D we create flavors. We sell a lot of protein products, energy powders, so we create flavors. So that department always existed. As soon as I had a budget for product development, we created a product development department. And what it is a think tank. We're always looking for new ideas and new concepts. We're looking at what are potential consumer needs in towards health. Let's say if fiber or if gut health is a consumer need or a consumer niche that we feel isn't being satisfied or is lost its luster in the industry, we'll create products that make them attractive to a consumer within our organization, and then we share it with our brands. So the process is a think tank within our organization that comes up with a myriad of products, and then we knock on our customers' doors and expose them to these ideas to see if they're interested. The industry has realized that Leaf Labs or Leaf Organics is a product development organization, and word of mouth has sent customers in our direction to help them with their brand and also help them develop products. Other ways that that we are a think tank, when we have established strong relationships with our clients, and we see that there's probably something missing in their product portfolio, we'll also sit with them and ask if they're interested in expanding their product portfolio. So we've over the years have built the type of people we hire in our sales team or in our product development department are always consumer-centric. They're always looking at what consumer needs are not being met, and then we develop products towards it and show them to our clients.
That's great. And because you work with a lot of startups or younger companies or maybe companies that are still expanding their product base, and you've had all this experience as an entrepreneur, I mean, that's got to be a match made in heaven and probably has contributed to this sort of explosive growth that you've experienced.
So, yeah, interesting you say that. As somebody who works with startups often, there's always risk. Startups' success rate are generally low, but that's an area that I feel we've gotten very good at identifying characteristics that will lend for success. We've identified certain pitfalls that we can help our startup clients avoid. We can expedite from their time to startup to product launch because of our experience. So in some areas, we better filter through startups. However, we don't like to turn startups away because we do feel that they're passionate, and we do feel that they want to make a difference. And when we identify those, we tend to help expedite their time from product idea to launch, knowing that the resources are finite, and getting them to market quickly is important. We understand how we can be supportive in those areas and increase our startup chances of success.
Well, it's obviously contributed to growth, and we're certainly thrilled to have you here in the Santa Clarita Valley. And the growth that we've had available in the Valley has really led to you. You've expanded multiple times your facilities, and now getting a multiple, industrial buildings under one roof, finally, is where you're headed right now. So maybe just, you know, what's that like? I mean, how have you envisioned how that changes your operations? How does that help with your culture? It's a big move to kind of get everything under one roof.
It's a little daunting. But the Santa Clarita Valley has been very good to us. When we landed here 10 years ago, we found a little cove in the corner in the northern part of Santa Clarita Valley, and which is the Commerce Center, and a lot of new buildings, a lot of natural landscape, and expansion. So we found a home. It was 8,000 square feet. I never did I think we'd expand to 150,000 square feet, but it's provided us that opportunity to expand. In the early years, all we needed was 8,000 square feet at a time. So every year we would add, let's say after 4 years, when we finally figured out how to make things work and we needed to expand, that corner of the Santa Clarita Valley worked out for us. There was available space because of expansion. So we were able to grow one 8,000 square foot building at a time for about 4 years. And this was made it easier for us. We didn't have to grab one large building that we couldn't afford. The Santa Clarita Valley allowed us to, or the expansion and the business support allowed us to grow one 8,000 square foot building at a time until we were eventually able to grow into one large building that will house all of our facilities.
Fantastic. Well, before I let you go, you know, a lot of this podcast is about how people are engaging and their leaders are engaging with the community. You obviously have built a tremendous culture in your company with the workforce, but you're also thinking about the workforce of tomorrow and have established relationships with schools and internship programs. And I love, tell me about the internship programs. It's really cool.
So you're absolutely right. When we landed here, it was 2008, space was the critical area. And then the next part is the workforce. And I would say it did take me a while to be able to identify where were we going to find the talent that we needed. And we had come from the other valley, which is the San Fernando Valley. I wasn't very familiar. And luckily, our growth initially was a little slower. And we were able to identify, the talent pool because of the continued expansion and attraction of businesses to the area. We feel that the Santa Clarita Valley has an incredible talent pool, not only at the manufacturing level, but also at the technical level, engineers, scientists, and then the local colleges and universities are now an area that we've begun to tap into, and that is our intern program. It was an idea that was started about 2 years ago, and the concept was, how else can we help the environment, the community, and how else can we identify the talent of tomorrow? And as somebody had mentioned, interns. Now, in my early years, this was, you'll say, two years ago, I was once an intern. I didn't think I contributed much. They asked me to file papers, and they asked me to potentially grab coffee or do a lot of administrative busy work, but I wasn't really, I didn't feel I contributed much to a company as an intern. So I had a misconception of what interns can do, but more importantly, the organizations that were hiring interns and not really challenging them, I felt that there was a disservice to young, bright minds that will one day enter the workforce. So we came up with the concept that if we were going to bring an intern, we were going to really help them use their time to contribute. And what it did a lot for us, but it did a lot more for the young students. We were growing as a company, and we would run into problems that needed solutions. And we decided to put a program that we could identify interns in the local colleges and put them on a real enterprise, put them in charge of solving a real problem that our organization was facing. And we gave him X amount of hours, we gave him X amount of hours to solve, and it was an operations problem. We didn't have a PM schedule, and that was a regulatory requirement, and we had run into issues year after year, and we couldn't solve it. We gave it to a young, bright engineer who was still 2 years away from graduating. And by the end of summer, he had put together a PM program that we still use today. What we did when that student graduated from college 2 years later is we immediately hired him and offered him an engineering job, and he was the first engineer that our company hired. And that was the beginning of an engineering program. And that individual has thrived and has taken on bigger tasks. And he's now being developed to manage an engineering department and put one together. And I feel that the recipe, or I feel what happened, was the amount of self-confidence that this individual got. So while he was in college, his intern program gave him a real company problem, and he felt that he was going to contribute. And at the end of the summer, when he saw his program be put into action, once he graduated, he was far ahead of his peers in terms of solving problems, in terms of working in an organization, but more importantly, is his self-confidence. He felt that he can contribute to an organization, and he does that today. After that, we realized that we were onto something, so we created a program with Mission College, Cal State Northridge, and we're actually in talks with COC to implement the same program, where we can bring college students today, have them solve real problems, and help build their confidence, and potentially they can come back and work for our company once they graduate.
That's great. What a great story, and what a great success.
A bit long-winded, huh?
No, you're doing just fine. I just want to thank you for being here. It's really a wonderful story. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I know people will be excited to learn about Leaf Labs. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts, or download our free app. For more information, go to scvedc.org/podcasts, and we'll see you next time on SCV Means Business.
You've been listening to an episode of SCV Means Business, brought to you by Santa Clarita Valley Economic Development Corporation. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you consume your audio. To learn more about Santa Clarita Valley Economic Development Corporation, visit scvedc.org. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.